So, my first question for you is, how long have you been in, or were you in, the Southeast community, and what would you describe as your primary connection to it?
I was born in Southeast, so I guess I have lived in Southeast for 34 years. My parents had a grocery store in Southeast that was my grandparents' store. So that's my connection to Southeast. And actually, my husband and I still own the store and run it. We have been closed because of COVID, but prior to that, we ran the store, and it's Saliba's Grocery.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It was started in 1946 with my grandparents, and then when my parents got married in 1949, they took it over, and so they ran it until, I guess, probably my husband and I took it over in around 1997. My dad had passed away, and then my mom passed away in 2001. So we have been in Southeast a long time, and my husband is from Southeast also. So that's kind of how we're into Southeast. Good. It's kind of interesting too, Sophie, because my grandparents were from Lebanon, and so they came here and immediately got into the grocery store and taught themselves how to read and write English and speak for the most part. So it was pretty challenging for them.
Mm-hmm.
To do all that and raise a family, and they were my dad's parents, the ones that started the store. So they lived upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and the store was kind of their life, So, but it was I guess I didn't appreciate it, how hard they worked, until later.
So my next question is, if you were going to celebrate places or sites in the Southeast, what would they be?
Saliba's Grocery. No, probably the city cemetery would be one. That's a very historic cemetery, and it's on Tazewell. I think... it would be nice if we could spruce that up a little bit, because I think it could be a very good place for people to come and visit and see, because there's a lot of history in that cemetery. That would be one. Let's see. I'm not sure if it's in Southeast. I think it is, because there's a lot of parts of South Roanoke that are Southeast,
mm-hmm.
and of course, Mill Mountain Star. I don't know if that part of that might be in Southeast. So that, and the zoo, the old road to Mill Mountain Star, and the history behind that, because there used to be an incline that you could ride up to that. Let's see. I guess some of the older areas that were the actual, that Southeast was built around, which was the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And the viscose, what they call the American viscose, and that's off of 9th Street. And the East End shops of the railroad in particular. That was where, that may have been where the railroad first started in Roanoke, those East End shops, and they made steam locomotives there. So that's very historic. I don't think there's anything there now, but, you know, just walk in to see those places and the American Viscos, because those two places were the major employers of Roanoke, and that's where most people worked. So that's why most people lived in Southeast, mm-hmm. so they could be close to where they worked. The market area, that part of Southeast, is still part of Southeast, and that has seen huge changes over the years. It was actually, in its day, a very thriving, bustling, vibrant place to shop. It was, that was the only place to shop, mm-hmm. really. You didn't have malls and all of that. So everybody went to downtown and right around that market area. And then, you know, as malls were built in the suburbs and all of that, you got less and less mm-hmm. downtown. And it did go through a period of disrepair and just not a good time for it. So now it's very much good now. The market area is renovated. We've got a art museum and what is that other building down there? Oh my gosh. I can't even think. It's vibrant now, that area, in a different way. It's got more specialty shops, and it still has the farmer's market, mm-hmm. And it also has a lot of places to live too, which it did not before. There was no residential area there. And so now there's a lot of upscale condos and places like that. So that's a real good thing that's happened. And most of that is in Southeast.
Where do you find the strengths in the community?
Help a lot. I think the private businesses, you know, make the area seem more more friendly, more homey-like. You know, it's not just going to the mall and, you know, picking up something. It's just a little more homey atmosphere because of private businesses. And that American Viscos, it was a textile plant, mainly rayon, I think. I'm not sure about that. So, like I said, the Norfolk and Western, it had its main shop in Southeast, known as the East End Shops. Mm-hmm. And they built the steam locomotives and repaired rail cars. And even when steam ended, they built diesel locomotives. Now it's nothing there. I can say all that. And then, of course, the Viscos, when there was less demand for rayon because the newer products were being discovered and the textile industry moving out, it closed. And now I think it's an industrial park. I think a lot of businesses are in there, so it's not just nothing in there. And I don't know, Sonny probably would know more, but I don't know if there were talk that they might put apartments and things down there, so at least they're using that area. And most of the, like I said, most of the people lived in Southeast because they worked in those two places, so they had to live where they worked. And there were other little independent stores. There was like a Super X. Up and down 9th Street mostly was where the the stores were, and there was like a Super X and a barber shop, a restaurant called Eat Well Restaurant, which was here for 100 years, and a gas station, and High's Ice Cream. There was a Clover Creamery. It was actually a creamery. That wasn't on 9th Street, though, but this, I don't know, you might could use this information for something. In the late 1960s, Interstate 581 was built. So that cut a lot of Southeast off from downtown, just the way it ran. So, and that's what I was saying. Prior to that, Southeast was very busy, lots of shops. That's where we did our Christmas shop, and that's the only place you could go. So, you know, a lot of that was cut off. Of course, the interstate had benefits too. And so the retail shops downtown were affected by that. But now downtown is much better than I'd say it was like in the 70s, 80s. That period kind of saw a time of big decline in downtown. It was kind of seedy. but living in Southeast, it was pretty low key, mostly working middle class family. That's about what it was. You went downtown for entertainment because there were movie theaters there and lots of shops. I talked about Mill Mountain and the zoo and that public library that's downtown, that's where it's always been. And so that's kind of a big deal. And the big parks were Jackson, Elmwood, and Fallon. And it was, you knew your neighbors, you know. I don't know how your family is now with their neighbors, but when we were growing up, you knew everybody. You know, now you're lucky if you know 3 or 4 people on either side of you.